James to Red Molly is a ring for your right hand. But I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My show is highly recommended, full of all of the music that I recommend highly. I'll be here from 7 to 9 p.m. tonight, and have I got a treat for you guys. In addition to all of the highly recommended music that I usually have, I also have an interview lined up tonight. Tonight I will be joined around 7:30 by Sarika. Sarika is a local musician. I would describe her music as kind of like pop folky. Really nice, really cool. I'm excited to hear what she would describe her genre as. It's great music, and I'm looking forward to having her on the show. I saw her last Friday at the Rockwood by Fenway, and it was a great time. Next week, I will be having another interview, and another interview after that, the week after that. So next week is going to be Little Fuss. Been looking forward to that one for a while, and the week after that, one that's been in the works for a bit and is now confirmed, I'm going to have Claire and Leo from the Q-Tip Bandits coming in and chatting with me on air. So I'll probably be starting all those interviews around 7:30. My show's 7 to 9. There'll be great music besides the interviews. So yeah, stick around. I'm going to be starting things off. I'm going to need to check the audio note that I have about how to pronounce this band name, and I will get back to you after I play it. Coming up next, a really cool song that was sent to me on Instagram this past week. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
was I didn't get the translation or the pronunciation of the song name, but that was Ksusha. Yeah. I have another song by them. It's a duo from Russia, and I have another song from them coming up later in the playlist. And coming up next, that song, when I heard it, reminded me almost immediately. It took me a minute to like figure out, oh, what song is it? Coming up next, Gorilla Toss with Can I Get the Real Stuff? We'll be right back.
soon as we're by ourselves, you're somewhere else. I can tell you're gone and you never look back. Sometimes I wish I could hear all your thoughts loud and clear, but babe, I know better than to ask. I shouldn't keep doing this, but I can't quit. I admit it, maybe it's better to relapse. We don't need to line up, be in love, speak that much, just stay together. We don't have to talk about it, just pretend to be here with me tonight. Be quiet, I don't have to know what's on your mind, what you're thinking about so intensely. No, I can't tell, but I'm sure it's not me. What's making you not fall asleep, not look at me directly? We don't have to talk about it, about it, about it. How can I phrase these words inside my mind? It's one big blur, but all the vibrations are so loud. Ignorance must be bliss, I'm sure of it. I wouldn't give a penny for your thoughts right now. Feeling that I can't fight.
It drives me by my ear. Now this is eating me up, I can't deny. I don't remember a word of what I said last night. I got 16 missed calls, but my ears still ring. T-shirt and face like Chandler Bing. Instead of calling me out, can you help me try? I don't remember what I said last night. I don't bleed for the hell of it. I don't scream for the hell of it.
promises that I'll ignore. Can you believe we missed out on 24? Take my picture and tell me how to pose. You know I'm better when I'm kept on my toes. Honey, I'm drowning for you. I will go to bed and wake up.
Alright, and we're back. It is 7:22, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That last song was Already Stuck, a new single from Flat Tired. Flat Tired is an Atlanta, Georgia-based band. They formed in 2022. They have a new single coming out Friday. I got an advance listen to it. Really, really, really cool stuff. Check them out, pre-save their song. That's Flat Tired, not like a car with flat tires, but like it is in a 2D plane and they are exhausted. That kind of Flat Tired. They formed in 2022. They have earnest lyrics and warm swells of pedal steel and close-knit harmonies, which give each of their songs a thoughtful coloring. And I couldn't agree more with their Spotify bio. Really, really cool music. Would recommend checking them out, and they're brand new, so you never know what's coming next. I'm looking forward to them playing up here in Boston. Before that was a fairly new song from a band called Shifu, based out of Liverpool. That song was called Chandler Bing. And before that, we had Sarika with Talk About It. And Sarika just got here. We're going to have her on starting around 7:30. And and I'll have her talk about it a little bit. And before that was Decisive Pink with Half Milch Holiday, remixed by Jane Weaver. And coming up next, we are going to have, let's do a Talking Heads song. I had it in the playlist. It's a great song. Here is Road to Nowhere.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen.
In my living room, back when everything was new, I'd follow you to the moon if that's what you wanna do.
the change, I could be a rain girl. Fall when you're afraid, trapped inside a strange world. Long nights turned into a blur, drank your shitty wine. Saw your mouth search for the words, ask what's on my mind. Always told me not to panic, in my eyes I just keep f***ing up. Couldn't take it for granted when you said you never have enough. So I had a smile with a spoon, my emotion shining through. You could have asked for the moon, I'd have given her to you. Don't you miss my words when I'm not on your phone. Reassured, taught me all that I know. First time I found myself standing 2 feet on the ground. I never felt like a champion till you came around. You and me both on an island, taking everything out on a limb. You could pull me out of hiding when my certainty was paper thin. My curtains blow through the room, painting everything in blue. I barely slept through the moon, wasn't half as bright as you. Ask me not to go, I drop all of my plans. Take me down any road, you're the map in my hands.
That was Sarika with The Moon, and I am now joined by Sarika. You want to say hi?
Hello.
Hello. Excellent. Mics are on. Levels are good. How's your night going?
My night is going great. How's yours?
So far, so good. It's been a day. It's been a long day, but crazy how that rain cleared up all that snow.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. It's a whole new day.
It is. How do you feel about snow?
I think it's very pretty. I don't like having to drive through it, obviously, or walk through it particularly.
Of course.
Makes things a little difficult. I love seeing my dog's reaction to it, which has been fun.
What kind of dog? Dogs?
Dog, singular. Oh, okay. Mini golden doodle.
Oh, yeah. Cute. I used to have just a doodle.
Aw.
Yeah. What's your dog's name?
Juno.
Is Juno listening right now?
He should be, if he's loyal.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, I'm pretty sure that my dog Tess is listening, so I'm sure that she like just cocked her head when I said that.
Heads.
Hi, Tess. Anyway, so let's talk about your music. Let's start off. What genre would you say best fits your sound?
Yeah, I would say I call myself a pop folk artist. It's funny. I feel like folk pop isn't exactly how I would describe it, because folk pop is like a subgenre of its own, but I do like some pop and some folk, and so I like to say that I'm like both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are definitely influences there that, mm-hmm. that can be heard through. And I think sometimes, like, folk pop kind of sounds like an oxymoron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, the whole thing about folk is it's like, you know, you're doing it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just turned off my phone. So speaking of that, how did you kind of find your way into that? Into that sound? Is that when you started, or and when did you start writing music, and when you did it sound like this? I'm mm-hmm. sure that there's been growth along the way.
Yeah, I feel like I've always kind of been in the same like circle of genres, but I have for much of my life been like very oblivious about genre, and so I'm still really learning about like where I fall into now and where I have fallen into in the past. But I've been writing pretty much as long as I can remember, like since I was like 11, 12 years old. I remember even like being in elementary school and just like making up little songs in my head and singing them around the house, which my parents very embarrassingly remind me of. But yeah, I got started kind of doing that, and I've been playing the piano since I was a little kid and singing on and off since around that age too. So yeah.
Nice. Nice. So you know how to play piano, that's your main instrument. Mm-hmm. If you could wake up tomorrow knowing how to play a different instrument, what instrument would you choose?
Okay, this is so boring and basic, but like my practical answer is the guitar, because it would just be really useful, and I, you know, my songs use a lot of them, and I can't do it. I just can't do it. I purchased my first guitar like four or five months ago, and I think I gave it a good faith effort for like a week, and then I was like, my fingers hurt, and I quit.
Yeah.
But my exciting answer, like my like unicorn jumping over the rainbow dream answer, I don't know, I feel like I would like to be able to play saxophone or something. I don't know, something fun like that, or like the harp. The harp is like really pretty, and I feel like I would
you would like
to sit next
harp.
To one. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, harp solo in the next song, is that?
Oh, I don't know. My lips are zipped.
Watch out. other than, you know, harp maestros, what are your other musical influences?
Ooh. I would say I take after just, like, a lot of the pop girlies, I guess, and the ones who, like, are able to dabble in more folk, too, and do a banging job at both. Like, obviously Taylor Swift, Olivia Rodrigo. I also really like Carly Rae Jepsen. Although my sound is very different from like these kinds of people, I love Charlie XCX and similar, like, I guess like electropop or whatever you would call it, artists. Mm-hmm. I just think that kind of sound is really cool, and I like how they like break boundaries with their production, I guess. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's all kinds of cool kind of like, I don't know, pop really isn't one of my go-to genres.
Mm-hmm.
But I was very impressed. I mean, your music is very like, it's very easy to just get into.
Thank you.
It's very enjoyable.
I appreciate
and
that.
Lady
Gaga's another big one.
Oh, of course.
Love her.
Of course. Speaking of you know, pop music and that whole pop stuff, you are on social media a lot. Social media seems to play a big part in how you like to promote yourself as an artist and all that. I wanted to ask, like, what's the social media experience been for you? Ups, downs, anything you want to get into? And yeah.
I've had quite the journey with social media, I feel like, because I've, for my whole life, been like an avid social media user, just like in life, not necessarily for music. Like, since high school, my friends have known me as the kind of person who's, like, always posting. They're like, oh, like, what's Sarka going to have in her story today? But very inconveniently, like, around the time when I decided that I was going to pursue a music career for real, I started to get just, like, so frustrated and fed up with social media. Like, in the past year-ish, I guess, I've just been like, ugh, like, I do not want to go on this. I do not want to, like, scroll and, like, consume everything and whatever. And I really feel like I would have taken a mental health break or like deleted social media if it wasn't for the fact that like I now had to use it to promote this. So it kind of sucks that like as an indie artist, like you really don't have a choice but to be on social media for several hours a day and just like consuming other people's content and stressing over your own. But I have, I do feel like I've been making improvements and like learning how to stay on the social media grind with my music and not burn out super quickly. Yeah, it's been a struggle, but I have to like make a TikTok plan for like every day of the week before I start my week. I don't know. It's been a learning experience for sure.
A posting plan or consuming plan?
A posting plan. I try to post once a day, especially when I have like an upcoming song or something to promote. So definitely been on it recently.
So speaking of, you do have a single coming out in 2 days now.
I do.
Tell me about it. What's it called? And how are you feeling?
Yeah, the song is called Night Runner. It comes out on Friday, but I guess like tomorrow at midnight.
Exciting.
Yeah. It's, I would describe it as like country pop or maybe like country folk, but it's like country-ish, which is like kind of fun because like I mentioned before, I've like never been very well versed with genres. And so I feel like when I wrote it, I didn't realize that it was country. And then recently I did. And I was like, oh my God, like I wrote a country. So like, whoa, that's crazy. But it's about an on again, off again relationship that you just find yourself going back to again and again, even though it's like not really great for either of you. But it's like the song approaches that situation in like a kind of cheeky, playful way. So you're kind of like, oh crap, like I did it again, like, you know. But yeah, it's fun. I'm really excited.
Nice. And would you be willing to share that on air with us?
I would.
Excellent. If you want to pull that up, we can do that. And while you're pulling it up, I want to touch back on something that you said earlier. So you seem to have decided to set off on this journey about a year ago. Was there a moment that sparked your, oh, music, that's what I want to do, that's what I'm going to do?
It's always been what I wanted to do in my heart of hearts since I was a little girl, but I feel like my whole life I've been like going back and forth on whether it's feasible and whatnot. Like obviously people will tell you like, oh, that's a hobby, it's not a job. So I went to college, I studied economics actually and psychology, and then throughout that time I realized that like there was really nothing else I wanted to do professionally. I still was planning on like getting, and I am planning on getting some sort of day job that will, you know, supplement and finance the music career, but it's kind of just always been what I wanted to do. And I started more casually releasing music like a little over a year ago. My first single was October 22, I think. But I didn't really start like putting in the work until like 6 months ago after I graduated from college because I didn't really have the time or know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's, I mean, it's tough to have like anything else going on when you're in college. It's pretty draining.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but when you were in college, were you still playing? Did you jam occasionally, perhaps?
Honestly, I was not very focused. And by that, I mean, I didn't at all perform my own music when I was in college. I was in an a cappella group, which was fun.
That's fun.
But yeah, it was a different musical experience, I guess, than like sharing my own stuff. In fact, I feel like I had to get over a lot of like insecurity and self-doubt that I had developed over like the 4 years of high school, because even though I was like writing pretty consistently in high school, I just felt like people didn't take as much of an interest. Like besides a few of my close friends who were very supportive, like I just didn't think that I was that good at it, especially with like singing and stuff. I went back and forth on like whether I thought I was a good enough singer to make my own music and stuff. So once I got to college, I had to like unlearn a bunch of that stuff and realize that people actually did care to hear it and want to support my music. And yeah, I'm glad that I've like been able to, I guess, embark on that journey throughout my college experience.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see where it goes next.
Yeah, me as well.
Speaking of what's next, you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, awesome. I will put that aux up so you can start playing when you're ready. Is it playing?
I think it's loading.
Okay. That's allowed. We all need time to think it sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. If it cuts us off mid-sentence, we'll see. So
take your time, iPhone.
I think that this is probably like the third or fourth time I've given you a, I'm continuously giving you a tough time about that phone.
yeah, if you, can, if you, you guys like, could see oh, this right now.
There it goes.
The sky's jaded lovers and fell back to earth. I said my sorries to father and mother. Now we toast to lessons not learned. Haven't you noticed we have traveled down this road before? I've started to trace out the turns. For when I was uncompromisingly yours, there's little to earn. But let's try our luck one more time. Night runner, just don't let me leave you behind. Make way into charted terrain. It's hard enough to set my an itch inside of my brain that I can't reach if I perish right. Haven't you noticed we have traveled down this road before? I've started to trace out the turns. Longing for when I was uncompromisingly yours, there's little to earn. But let's try.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you for listening.
And so first questions, first thoughts. What do you have any favorite musical moments in that song?
I do. Probably my favorite is right before the bridge when I do the little whoa, and there's more reverb. It like really brings it into the next section and like feels really pretty to me. I also like just like the beginning of the second verse when like there's a little like rest in all the instruments and then everything comes back in. There's the backing vocals and it feels like a little bigger. There's like a little electric piano riff in between one of those lines that's like or something like that. Yeah, like I don't know, it's fun.
yeah awesome. And is there anything that you would like listeners to take away from listening to it?
Don't go back to your ex. Don't do it. Stand up, have some self-respect.
It's a good message.
I guess that's like the opposite like thing that the song is saying, but that's my message to you. Don't do as I say, not as I do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so, can you walk me through what the creative process was like when you were coming up with that song?
Yeah. I mean, I guess in general, my creative process is very nonlinear. I know everyone does it differently, but I have never ever been able to just like sit down and write a song from the beginning to the end. For me, it's more of like a puzzle, you know, like some initial idea comes into my head, which is usually some combination of like melody and lyrics. And then I sit down at the piano and I just try to piece as much around it as I can, which takes me anywhere between like a few days to like years. which I'm trying to speed up the process a little bit, but I feel like for me, a lot of the time it like starts with an idea that I like really like, but I don't feel like anything measures up to after that. And then I sit on it, like I tuck it away in my little notebook app, which I'll show you. Mm-hmm. And then like months or years later, I come back to it and I'm like, oh, like I can do something with this.
Yeah. If only you could see your screen.
If only I could see my screen. Yeah. For those of you listening currently, my screen currently looks like a bunch of like black blotches and then like a bunch of vertical black lines because I just drop it a lot. I'm going to get a screen replacement, but people keep bullying me for it. And
I'd say you probably have a good like 20% of that screen visible.
Yeah, I'm working around it though. I feel like I've like evolved.
I mean,
I've adapted.
especially considering how much time you spend on social media, it's incredible what you can do with that.
I have to like edit my TikToks, and when you like type on a TikTok, the text always goes to the middle of the screen, and so I'm never able to see what I'm typing, and I just wing it. I just, who knows? None of my business what I'm putting out into the world. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I wanted to show you the app that I use to write music, which is just this app called Notebook. And I'm not sponsored, I promise. I just really like this app. I've been using it since I was like 15 to write songs. You can just like take audio notes and text notes and like sort them into folders, and so it's really helpful when you have a song idea. It's more visually like effective, I think, than just like using your voice memos, which is what a lot of people do. But yeah, so I went through my original notes from this song and I picked out a couple that I feel like are telling of how I started it. So this is the first one that I took for this song.
Let's try our luck one more time.
So the first thing I thought of for this song was that little line in the chorus, like da 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 da. And I usually don't think of like song meanings first. I think of like a melodic idea, and the lyrics come depending on like what vowel sounds I feel like are good with it. So I just thought, let's try our luck one more time sounded good there. And then I was like, what should this song be about? And then I sat down on the piano and I figured out what chord sounded good. And then next up we have, I don't even remember what these notes are, honestly. I just kind of picked them out the other day, and we're going to find out together. Yeah.
Rare takes here on air.
Let's try our luck one more time.
Yeah, so you can kind of hear I'm just like piecing together parts of the lyrics. I have a third one. Again, no idea what it sounds like.
And so you recorded this all using the built-in iPhone microphone?
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, very impressive, actually. It sounds great.
Ah, thanks. Yeah. Maybe I should release like a...
Yeah,
I don't know.
Lo-fi.
Yeah, unmixed version. I have one more. Something I love and hate about all of these audio recordings that I have is that I'm like whisper singing in a lot of them, just because I like think of stuff late at night, live with my parents, and I'll be like trying not to wake anybody up, and so I'll like be like whispering my song like this into my microphone. And then I listen back to it and it sounds so goofy. But yeah, that's kind of how I get started on my songs.
Nice. No, I think it sounds great.
Thank you.
And it's part of the process, you know? And you never know, maybe 20 years from now, maybe you will release that unmixed, you know, rare demos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Taylor Swift has her like voice memo things on some of her re-recorded albums, so.
Yeah. And I mean, the Beatles song that just came out, I mean, that wasn't obviously that wasn't an iPhone voice memo, but that was just like a piece of junk bit of tape. Very cool stuff. If you could give younger Sarika advice, what would it be?
I would say trust your own judgment on your art, which I am still working on to this day, because I still find myself like looking for validation constantly. But I've realized that like people are sometimes going to give that to you and they're sometimes not going to, and that's okay. And that doesn't mean that your stuff isn't worth continuing to work on or sharing. And I think younger me was very fixated on how much other people wanted to hear my work or how much interest people expressed in it. And now that I have had people express interest in it, I realize that like it had value all along, considering a lot of the stuff that I'm still like working on and sharing was stuff that I wrote when I was like 15 or 16 years old. Like it was always there. I just needed to like hone that skill and, you know, really work on it, which I have done now. But by the time I got to college and I like realized that I wanted to do this seriously and I was like okay with sharing my stuff with people, I felt like I had already like lost a few years of like being too insecure to like put myself out there, which is fine. That's how it goes. That's how, you know, growing up in teenagehood and adolescence is, but that's probably what I would tell my younger self.
Yeah. Just got to get out there. Just got to do it.
Yeah. Just got to do it.
Great stuff. And I had a follow-up on that. And I think it's gone. So let's go on to the next thing. Do you have like a favorite gig that you've played?
Ooh, yeah, I really enjoyed last Friday's at Rockwood Boston. It was probably the biggest show that I've played so far. The crowd was just so much fun, and some very talented friends of mine were opening also, which was really fun to watch. I also really enjoyed, I played at Bill's Bar back in November, so a couple of really fun Fenway venues. And that time was really fun because it was my first time playing my music with a full band, which I'm also not used to not playing piano when I'm on stage. And that introduces like some new challenges, like not having anything to do with your hands, but it's also fun and freeing, like just being at a mic and being able to like go crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I did remember my follow-up question.
Mm.
And first, I just wanted to say last Friday's gig at the Rockwood was really fun, and it was the best attended concert I've been to at the Rockwood.
Woo.
So congratulations.
It was the best attended concert I have put on, so.
And also, I was very impressed. You had a very, like, the kind of stage presence that really doesn't come to many people very quickly.
Thank you so much.
You seemed very comfortable up there, was my main takeaway.
Thank you.
And you looked like you were having fun.
Yeah,
huge.
I definitely was having fun. I do get pretty bad stage fright sometimes still, but I've gotten better at hiding it, I think.
Well, that's part of the trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fake it till you make it.
And I do have a question about a song that you played at that gig.
Mm-hmm.
But first, it is 7:57. Would you like to read our required hourly PSA?
I would love nothing more than to
Excellent.
Read your required hourly PSA. And I'm nervous because I don't speak very well. So let me just do... Okay. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots. B is for black cherries. C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others, like bananas, come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages so you don't even have to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, the wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Bedford Tufts Educational Radio.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And, can I also get you, would you like to just say, a lot of radio shows or podcasts have their guests say like, hi, this is insert name here, and you're listening to Highly Recommended on WMFO. If you'd like to go for that, you can go for it, and maybe I'll use the soundbite sometime. I think they play them. It's like bumps.
Nice. Yeah, I'll take a crack at it.
Cool.
Hi, my name is Sarika, and you're listening to Highly Recommended on WMFO.
Oh, Perfect.
Wow. Thanks. One take wonder, you guys.
Yeah. Incredible. Incredible. And now the follow-up question that I had, there was one song that you, you played many songs at your gig, but there was this one song that you said, it was about, you wrote it in high school. It was, you got all of the people who knew you in high school very excited about whatever your spiel was about it. And I really liked it. Do you know what song I'm talking about? And do you know when I can hear it next? Either live or recorded.
I think there could have been two that you were talking about, because there was one that I wrote in high school that my high school friends love. But there was another one that I wrote recently that's like kind of shade towards people from our high school. And so I also was that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that one is called From Inside the House. It's about... It's so shady, but it's about people who are very performative and hypocritical in their actions. And so they don't practice what they preach. They preach a lot.